are in the NFL, and the Eagles' mediocre start has them sitting at 2-2. The defensive secondary, the offensive line, and coaching all look less than pedestrian in the overtime loss. The Vikings are headed to the Link this Sunday for an early NFC showdown. This is the Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Ott's on Stokes Road in Medford, New Jersey. Now here's your host, Sal Palantonio.
Hey, welcome to the Sal Pal Football Hour. We're live from Ott's in Medford, New Jersey, 656 Stokes Road. If you haven't been here, come on out. It's great. We have a great time every Tuesday night, presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine here at Ott's on Stokes Road in Medford, New Jersey. I'm Sal Palantonio from ESPN. And, you know, listen, the team is 2-2. I thought they really had a chance to be 4-0 at the beginning of the year when I went on with Mikey Miss right before Labor Day. I said this team is going to start 4-0. They had a chance to start 4-0. They lose in overtime to the Titans. I was there. I was in the locker room after the game. Chris Long, I heard him say it. I am disgusted. And there are a lot of people on this team, a lot of players and a lot of coaches disgusted by what happened Sunday. They absolutely, on this football team, I can tell you, they are in pain over what happened in Nashville on Sunday, and they know they have to fix things. So, you know, the question is, do you relax now that you know they can readjust and they want to readjust, or do you readjust expectations? I'm not yet ready to do that. Or do you just get real about what this team is right now? And I think that's an interesting discussion to have about this football team right now. To call in, the number is 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Is it time to get real? Is it time to readjust expectations? Or is it just time to relax? I can tell you that I'm not relaxed about the team, because I think that they do need to get real about certain things. And I think the coach has been keeping it real, both in his reaction on Sunday night in Nashville and then on Monday. I know we have some of that press conference from yesterday when he talked about the Eagles defense giving up not one, not two, but three fourth down conversions to Marcus Mariota, one on a penalty. And here's how he put it. Here's Doug Peterson talking about giving up the fourth downs in the overtime against the Titans.
Well, we know that that can't happen. You can't, you know, you can't give up three fourth downs. And the fourth and 15, if we make that play in that situation, the game's over. And we're sitting here 3-1. It's all fixable. It's all coachable. It's not scheme. It's not anything other than we just teach it better offensively, defensively, and learn from it.
The key words there, obviously, it's not scheme. They're not going to really change what they do offensively or defensively. Now, that is open to debate. It's definitely open to discussion. But the bottom line is that the coaching staff believes that the players they have in place can get the job done. They just have to play better. They have to be coached better. They have to play better and be coached better. And that starts with the head coach and the defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, and, of course, the offensive coordinator, Mike Groh, and all the assistant coaches. Because the bottom line is, right now, the NFL is on a record-setting pace for scoring points, and the Eagles are not enjoying that record-setting pace. They've only scored 82 points, 20 points per game, 20.5 points per game. Last year, they averaged 27 points per game. So they're a full touchdown off the pace of where they were last year. Now, they've been in upheaval offensively. Clearly, they have been. They got their starting quarterback back, Carson Wentz, and he's played two games. But he's been under duress, and that's the major problem. Even with Alshon Jeffrey back, he got sacked again way too many times. He got hit way too many times. Too many free rushers at Carson Wentz. To me, that's the number one thing that has to get fixed, because he is the number one player on the team. And you've got to have a healthy Carson Wentz. You've got to have a Carson Wentz that is in a position to make big plays on this offense. And right now, he's constantly on the run, and that's not good. Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Ott's, 610-632-0975. We've got a great show for you today. A great show. Harold Carmichael is going to join us in a few minutes. The great Harold Carmichael, who I believe should be in the Hall of Fame. He's going to talk Eagles, and we're going to talk also about the 20th annual Otho Davis charity dinner, which is coming up in a few weeks in South Philadelphia. And then we're going to talk to Dan Pompey, Doug Peterson's co-author on his book Fearless. That book Fearless is terrific. Dan is a terrific writer. Doug did a great job with the book. I want to talk to him about not only the book, but most important, where Doug Peterson is right now as a coach and what he learned, what Dan learned in writing the book that can help us decipher of where Doug Peterson is headed next. And then we're going to have a live report from Minneapolis. The number one expert on the Vikings will join the Sal Pal Football Hour in the second half hour of the show to talk about the Vikings who are coming in here with revenge in their heart on Sunday night. It's the number one game on Fox. They changed the quarterback to Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has always had success at Lincoln Financial Field with the Washington Redskins. He's not afraid to come in here. It's a different situation than it was with Case Keenum. And this is, you know, but the bottom line is, I think, to me, this is an absolute must-win for this football team this week. You don't want to go down 2-3 and then get on the road and play the New York Giants on a short week up in New York on Thursday Night Football. Got to beat the Vikings. Sal Pal Football Hour, live at OTS, 656 Stoke Road, Medford, New Jersey, presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Right after the show, by the way, I'm going to be at the Cherry Hill Public Library with my book, Philly Special, How the Philadelphia Eagles Won, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their Super Bowl title. Going to be talking about the book. We have a special piece on the Philly Special. We're going to run a video, and I'm going to take some questions from the audience. It's supposed to be a packed crowd, but come on out to the Cherry Hill Public Library, 610-632-0975. I think the most important thing when you're looking at this is that Doug Peterson is keeping it real. And he understands what has to happen next. And here is Doug talking about that yesterday at the NovaCare facility. Go ahead. Well, he said, our understanding that for us to play like champions, first of all, we have to understand that we are champions and you have to play. You're expected to play a certain way. Coaches and players here in Philadelphia with the Eagles, and it is my expectation, when you don't live up to that expectation, we need to just zero down on it and figure out why. So I think Peterson really understands the sense of urgency that is confronting these players and coaches right now. And they just have to heighten it a little bit, as he said. He said it best. It's not panic mode. The team is only 2-2. It's not panic mode, but they have to have a heightened awareness, he said, of who we are as a football team, where we want to get to, and we have to eliminate penalties. Penalties are just haunting this team because they're coming at the wrong time. Turnovers are coming at the wrong time. There's really no too good time for any of them, but that's just what's happening. We just have to keep coaching them, and that's the most important thing. We got Harold Carmichael, the great Harold Carmichael, on the phone with us. Harold, how are you?
Good, Sal. How are you?
Good. What are your impressions of the team right now in 2-2, Harold, after coming off the Super Bowl win and getting Carson Wentz back in the last two games? Now they face the Vikings at home on Sunday.
Well, you know, as you said earlier, Sal, we should not be in that panic mode right now. You know, you're going to have a game like this once in a while. So let's, you know, just try to hang with the players, hang with the team and what the coaches are doing. They will fix this. You know, some of the things that happened, it can be corrected.
When you had a situation when you lost a game like that on a walk-off, right, in overtime, on the road, something, any kind of thing like that similarly, what did you want to hear from the coach that night in the locker room and then the next day when you met with the team? What would be Dick Vermeil's approach, and how do you think Doug Peterson has handled it?
Well, I think Doug, and just as well as Coach Vermeil, would handle this and saying, you know, we have to get better. We have to stop the penalties. We have to just concentrate on what we're doing and really just play better football. You know, again, I said, you're going to have those days like they had Sunday, and you just have to get over that and just prepare for the next Sunday.
Now, we're talking to Harold Carmichael in the Sal Pal Football Hour. Thanks for joining us, Harold. Harold, you know, in a situation like this, though, when you're in the locker room, and you see the disgust, and you're around this team a lot, they know that's not how they play football, right? That's not, they know that what they did on Sunday is not up to their standard. So there is a level of frustration that could only be described as disgust, as Chris Long said it. I mean, this team's angry with itself, is it not?
Well, you know, if that's going to happen, Sal, you know, when you play like they did Sunday, there were some great plays made there. There were some bad calls. Guys just really have to put that in the back of their head. And just, you know, you don't forget it. You remember that and remember what you did to put you in that position. So you could correct it yourself and make plays next week. You know, there's a lot of players that, you know, will hang on to the negative part of that. You know, you have to get rid of. I've been there before, and, you know, you want to play better. You want to do better. But, you know, you just have to really find out who you are and how you're going to react to that situation. So, you know, guys, it's really, as I said earlier, they just really need to put that in the back of their head and work this week to be better. You know, there were some mistakes made there. You know, as I said earlier, that could be corrected. It doesn't take a lot.
You know, Harold, the interesting thing to me is you're only at 2-2. You're at the quarter pole of the season. But the city and the franchise and the organization, the people around this team, you know, they got a little taste of the big success. And, you know, everything that we heard all summer long from people, right, Harold, was can they repeat? Can they repeat? And I kept telling people, well, the first thing you want to do is try to get back to the playoffs, maybe win the division title, get into the postseason tournament and see what happens. But it's so hard to repeat. And now people are beginning to understand just how difficult it is, especially when you start the first two games of the season without your franchise quarterback, how difficult it is, right, to repeat as Super Bowl champions.
This is not going to be an easy climb here for the Eagles. They're playing a lot of good football teams in the next few weeks. We always say, you know, you want to win in September and October, but you really, really want to put a lot of effort in the winning in November and December. Those are the months you win the play. You go into the playoffs. You got to be understanding that that's when you got to play really good football. You know, again, we don't want to go into that panic mood right now. As you said, people have, you know, had that taste of success. They want to see the Eagles repeat again at being the world champion. It's going to be tough. You know, looking at the schedule, it's not any easy teams out there anymore. You know, people look at the Giants. That's not going to be easy. But we can't look past the Minnesota because they're coming in here for revenge.
Oh, yes.
They want to let people know that that was a fluke last year, which we know it wasn't. But it's going to be a good game this week.
Oh, yeah, that's why it's the number one game on Fox this week. It's the number one national game on the Fox broadcast. The great Harold Carmichael's on the phone with us. Harold, you mentioned November. There's a big, big event that you and I are involved with pretty much every year, the Otho Davis Charity Event at the Society Hill Sheraton. This year it is on November 14th. It's the 20th anniversary of the Otho Davis dinner at the Society Hill Sheraton on November 14th. And we are honoring, in the 20th anniversary dinner, number 20, Brian Dawkins. This is a no-brainer. Inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's going to be a great night. Tell people how they can get involved with this great dinner and this great charity. Great honor for Brian Dawkins.
As you said, this is our 20th year doing this. It's for the Otho Davis Foundation. Otho Davis, one of the greatest trainers in football NFL history.
Should be in the Hall of Fame himself.
He really should be, because this guy has really, I'm quite sure every trainer that's in the National Football League right now, Otho Davis has touched them in some kind of way. His tentacles has reached out to just about everyone, best athletic trainers in the NFL, and high school and college. You know, some kind of way he was touched. But as you say, this is the 20th anniversary. We give out two $20,000 scholarships to graduate students We're very excited about this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
One of the other reasons I'm excited about it because Ryan is from my high school. We're from the same hometown. And this is going to be a great, great night.
I just want to hear, hey, Harold, I just want to hear Brian Dawkins' speech that night. That's going to be something in and of itself. That's going to be great.
I was out at the Hall of Fame where he's from.
Yes, you and I were sitting right there in the audience, and we heard it. It was amazing. And but to hear it up close and personal in that auditorium at the Society Hill Sheraton, that's going to be great. And Merrill Reese is going to receive the Dick Vermeil Lifetime Achievement Award. The great Ron Jaworski will be there. All the luminaries from the Eagles. So how can people get involved in terms of getting tickets and donating to the Otho Davis Foundation?
Well, you can go to the Otho Davis Scholarship Foundation's website, and that'll give you all the information there. And again, we are so excited about this with Merrill Reese also getting the Dick Vermeil Award. And there's also going to be current and former players that night. This, again, this is our 20th year, and every year in the past when we would leave, get ready to leave out of that event, people would say, how are you going to top this?
Yes.
This is going to be one of the things. One of the events that we're going to top it off. Every year we've had it, it's a great year.
Yeah, and I'm the MC, and I like to call it Football Night in Philly. Because all the great football luminaries from the city of Philadelphia, past, present, and future, come to this event. It's Wednesday, November 14th, the 20th annual Otho Davis Foundation Scholarship Dinner at the Society Hill Sheraton, honoring number 20, Brian Dawkins, on the 20th anniversary of the dinner. We'll see everybody there. Get involved if you can. Harold, thanks for joining the Sal Pal Footballer. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Sal, thank you very much. We hope everybody try to get in there because things are going fast.
All right, good. Thanks a lot, Harold. Sal Pal Football Hour. We're live at Ott's in Medford. Call in at 610-632-0975. We got Rich in Marlton. Go ahead, Rich. You're on the Sal Pal Football Hour. What's on your mind, brother? What do you got?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. I'm kind of worried, and I wanted your opinion on this, with the changeover from the coaches that left. Filippo, he was working specifically with Carson Wentz, if I remember, in our red zone packages, the blitz pickup packages, the third downs. And if you really look at what we're doing right now, we're moving the ball fine between the 20s, but when we get down there and we get our third down conversions, we're not hitting them at the same rate that we were last year.
You couldn't be more right, Rich. I think the team is having a hard time adjusting to, you know, Nick Foles starting the first two games and then Carson Wentz starting the last two, adjusting to life without Alshon Jeffrey and with him, adjusting to life without Frank Reich as offensive coordinator and John DeFilippo. You knew that this was going to be inevitable, Rich, right? You knew that this was going to be inevitable, that this was going to be a problem. You had too much success, and these guys were too good at doing their jobs for them not to have a drop-off. I think that is, to me, that has been the biggest drop-off, is protecting Carson Wentz is the number one job that these coaches have on this football team right now. I mean, the offensive line coach, Jeff Stoutland, and we give him a lot of praise in the media in Philadelphia. And so he has to take some of the responsibility on his shoulders, and he is a veteran, tough, great coach, but they have to get together, him and Mike Groh and Press Taylor, the quarterback's coach, and Doug Peterson and that offensive line, and they have to figure out, okay, what are we doing to protect Carson Wentz under every possible circumstance, in every possible situation, every possible contingency? What are we doing to make sure we protect this guy? Because he's the franchise, and we can't allow him to get hit constantly, and he's been getting hit constantly. Sal Pal Football Hour here live at Ott's, 656 Stokes Road, presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. I love this place. $2 off wines by the glass, half-price appetizer specials, including wings, jalapeno poppers, mussel steamers, and much, much more. Kenny in New York. You're on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Go ahead, Kenny.
So how's it going on, man? It's a pleasure talking to you, man. I feel like you're a great football mind, and I love listening to you, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. What's happening?
So I just want to get you a couple of opinions on something, man. So what do you think about putting Sidney Jones at corner? Because I feel like, you know, Sidney is a better athlete. And, I mean, Jalen is a good corner, man. I feel like he's a good press corner, but he don't have the makeup speed to press. And I want to get your thoughts on us trying to trade for Le'Veon Bell, because I really don't like the running back rotation. I feel like you got to get a back into rhythm, and I feel like we need a back who understands blitzes, who can pick up the blitz, because if the offensive line is struggling, we need a running back who, like, no, that's why we missing Sproles, and that's why I feel like that's why not having Sproles hurt, because he's so smart and you know, in blitz pickup, especially on third down. And,
okay, let's start with number one, because let's start with Jalen Mills. To me, what I saw live in Nashville at that stadium was they were playing off the ball way too much. I think they need to trust their instincts, trust their ability, trust their press coverage. I think they're way off the ball. They're allowing wide receivers free release. And I'm not talking about 2 or 3 or 4 yards. I'm talking about 6, 7, and 8 yards down the field, to the point where the corners are backpedaling past the sticks, past the first down, giving easy pitch and catch to Marcus Mariota and Corey Davis. And to me, that's the number one thing that has to happen, is they've got to trust these players. And Jalen Mills is a very good athlete. He's a tough-nosed player. I think he got victimized by a couple of bad calls. And I think that Jalen Mills should stay where he is. Stay where he is. Now, obviously, you drafted Sidney Jones in the second round, and you kept him on the roster after that bad injury he suffered in college. And you think that he is a future starting outside corner in the National Football League. And you're probably, you know, wondering what you're going to do with the cornerback position next year, because Darby's contract situation is up in the air next year. So he's in a contract year. Then you go to the running back position, and, you know, you've got two guys hurt, Sproles and Jay Ajayi. Another guy who was inactive last week also hurt, Corey Clement. You basically only had one whole body, Wendell Smallwood, at the running back position. And he has had struggles. He's been inconsistent in a lot of different areas in his career. So without a doubt, that's something that hopefully will address itself. But you're not going to bring in Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is going back to the Steelers. I know they're still open to trading for him. But I can't see this team investing what needs to be invested in a trade and then paying Le'Veon Bell. It's the Sal Pal Football Hour. We are live from Ott's in Medford, New Jersey. When we come back here at Ott's, we will be joined by the co-author of Fearless with Doug Peterson. Great book. A guy by the name of Dan Pompey, and I'm going to talk to him about what he thinks Doug Peterson has to do in his first great crisis as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles post-Super Bowl. And I got another nugget for you. It's the best jewelers store in Philly, where all the young couples are going to get engaged. Golden Nugget Jewelers. Golden Nugget Jewelers has the largest selection of engagement rings and is the only store in Philadelphia to carry designer brands such as Tacori, Verragio, Simon G., Michael M., Jeff Cooper, and more. Open 7 days a week with the best price guarantee. Located where else? At the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers is the official jewelers of the Sixers, the Flyers, and the official jeweler of your Philadelphia Eagles. You can shop online at goldennuggetjewelry.com, but the best thing you can do is check out their beautiful showroom on the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Make the most important moment of your life exactly what you dreamed it would be at Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. The Sal Pal Football Hour will be right back.
This is the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5, The Fanatic. Anthony's back.
Sounds good.
Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertedis. Middays as part of The Fanatic's new fall lineup starting Monday on 97.5, The Fanatic.
If you are a small business, sole proprietor, or a partnership, and you have been considering getting some protection from liability, we can help. Whistler Perlstein will give you complete advice on the formation of an LLC or corporation, and also prepare you for an agreement which takes care of the eventual death or disability of a member, or the day they or you just want to hit the beach. There are many ways to handle these things, but there is only one that's right for you. We have formed thousands of entities, been around for 75 years, and are located locally in Bluebell, PA. We have 30-plus attorneys covering these issues and many others. So call Mike O'Donohue at 610-825-8400 or go to our website, www.whistlerperlstein.com. Give us a call. We can help.
Was your home built before the year 2000? Fact. Halloween is this month. Thanksgiving is coming fast, and we're not too far from Christmas. So what does this mean? Winter is coming. Now's the time you need to start acting when it comes to winterizing your home with brand new WindowNation windows. If you wait, you may be too late to replace your old drafty windows before the nasty winter weather hits. So call WindowNation today and save 50% off all styles of windows. That's 50% off any style, any size, any color window. Half off. It's like paying for the front and getting the back for free. There's no minimum or maximum purchase. Start with the worst windows or replace them all. Just don't wait until it's too late. WindowNation is making it super easy for the balance of the month. Get 50% off all styles of windows, plus no down payment, no payments, and no interest for one full year. But wait, there's even more. Purchase a house of windows this week, and WindowNation will pay your utility bills until the new windows are installed. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com by this Sunday. That's WindowNation.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Sam Adams, here in the Hallertau in Germany to select the best heirloom hops for our Boston Lager. You can't tell by looking. This isn't a beauty contest. The ugliest hops are often the best. You have to do this. Rub a handful together to release the aromas. Close your eyes and inhale. We brew Sam Adams Boston Lager with only these hand-selected heirloom hops. Not pretty, just delicious.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. October 25th, Wells Fargo Center. Metallica. Tickets on sale now at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Live Nation at Wells Fargo Center box offices and charge by phone. World Wired Tour.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear. More driven.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning.
I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's Mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports.
us. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan, because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com. Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to more of the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yeah, we're at Sal Pal Football Hour live from Ott's in Medford, New Jersey, presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Thank you to Harold Carmichael for joining us. A little programming note, I will be at the Cherry Hill Public Library tonight with my book, Philly Special, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl title. And then on Thursday night, October 4th, 7 p.m., I will be at the Barnes & Noble in Morristown, also doing a Q&A and signing the Philly Special book. But I don't want to talk about my book. I want to talk about Doug Peterson's book, which I read actually this summer before my book came out. And it's a terrific book. I recommend everybody buying it because it's a great memento from the 2017 Super Bowl team. It's called Fearless, How an Underdog Becomes a Champion, with a great photograph of Doug Peterson on the cover, forward by Jeffrey Lurie. And Doug Peterson wrote the book with a good friend of mine from Chicago, a longtime Chicago-based sports writer who knows the NFL like nobody else. His name is Dan Pompey. Dan Pompey was the co-author with Doug Peterson on the book Fearless, a terrific book. And Dan joins us on the line right now from Chicago. Hi, Dan. How are you, brother? You're on the Sal Pal Football Hour.
I'm great, Phil. Thank you for having me. Good to be with you. And before we start getting into Fearless, I want to tell your listeners how much I enjoyed your book, Philly Special, which was really such an insightful look at the Eagles season that really no one could have done, I don't think, except somebody like you with great access and historical knowledge of the team. Your perspective and your writing in the book was just top notch. It really showed what a tremendous journalist you are. And I read it, and every so often I get to a point and I said, "Damn, I wish I had asked Doug about that," because there were so many good little details and facts in there. So congratulations on that. Great job.
Yeah, I'm actually very humbled by the success of the book. Thank you very much for that. For that praise coming from you, that truly means a lot. I want to go to. We're at 2-2 here in Philadelphia, coming off a Super Bowl win. And I was rereading some of your book, Fearless, with Doug Peterson, and I went back to page 56, which I had highlighted and marked up actually with a green marker because, when I'm reading stuff in different colors, I use different colors. And it was, Doug Peterson's approach in the presentation and the job interview he had with Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, and his description of the four things that he would need to do as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles in order to be successful. First, we need to create energy. This is page 56 of your book. Second, eliminate distraction. Third, attack everything. Fourth, fear nothing, not our opponents, not failure, not anything in our lives. And I read that apropos of where this team is right now, and how that might be applied to where this team is right now, vis-a-vis his coaching approach. What do you think of that?
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting, too, that he had that vision before he ever became the head coach. And, maybe those are the types of principles that work better when you're on the way up than when you're on the top of the mountain. I think, the second tenet in his list there, eliminate distractions, becomes really difficult when you're king of the league. And I know that's another thing that we talked a lot about later in a later chapter in the book, about the other side of success, where he talked about how he was going to try to deal with the the potential post Super Bowl hangover and the fear of getting soft from all the praise by everybody. And he thought that it would work by maybe mixing things up a little bit. Obviously, they mixed some things up on the roster. They signed some players. They let go of some players. They thought that was important, not to be static in that regard. And then also they had some major changes on the coaching staff that were out of their control, but he thought ultimately that could be something that might be beneficial in terms of having this team being competitive this year. So, you know, you could try to control everything you want, and the bottom line is the second year after that Super Bowl always, always is very difficult. That's why it's hardly ever done where you see a repeat champion.
We're talking to Dan Pompey, the co-author of Fearless with Doug Peterson. It's a great book. I recommend it. Everybody get it, read it. Anybody who's an Eagles fan or loves football or loves coaching, I think you can learn a lot from this book. I want to go back to something that you said, Dan, because I was struck by that. That was sort of a nugget in the book that I didn't know, was that Howie Roseman talked to both Bill Parcells and Bill Polian during the offseason about how to repeat as Super Bowl champions, and they talked about how you have to shake the roster up a little bit. And that struck me as interesting because neither one of those guys had repeated as Super Bowl champs. And I wonder if they went a little too far in their changes to the roster, given that they had major changes in their coaching staff.
It was actually Polian and Jimmy Johnson that Howie spoke with.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, certainly you could second guess anything at this point. But it's early in the season. We're a quarter of the way through. Obviously, the Eagles have had some unusual circumstances with players coming off injuries and players unavailable. So we'll see where it all goes from here. But I think it certainly was an interesting philosophy to try to mix things up and try to bring in different personalities into the locker room. You know, they feel very strongly that their locker room could absorb any kind of personality. And you wrote about that in one of your chapters about Jay Ajayi last year when they traded for him, that, you know, he was a guy that some teams would have said, no, he's toxic, we don't want him, or, you know, it didn't work quite well for him in Miami, so why do we think it could work here? But the Eagles believe they've got such a strong locker room and such a strong culture that Doug Peterson has created, and also that his leaders have created, that they can absorb that type of thing and keep going. And this is another test of that this year, obviously.
We're talking to Dan Pompey, the co-author with Doug Peterson on the great book Fearless, How an Underdog Becomes a Champion. I've read it. It's great. Definitely something that I think you should go out and read and check out for sure. What is the thing that you learned, Dan, about Doug? To me, it's the bulletproof confidence that this guy has. And I'm wondering where you think it has come from and how it developed in him as a player and as a coach and a person.
Yeah, that's the thing that stood out to me too, Sal. And I think, you know, that's not the type of thing that just, you're not born with it and it doesn't happen overnight. I think it's something that develops over a long period of time. Many life experiences. I think it started with him kind of being an underdog his entire life, even when he was a player, even when he was a high school player, when he wanted to go to the University of Washington and he didn't get recruited by the big schools. I think, you know, it followed him through his entire career, being cut so many times. And then even as a coach, I think being around the types of people he was around. He always was around risk takers, you know, from Dan Marino to Brett Favre to Andy Reid.
His own father as a coach, for sure.
Good point. And, you know, all of that just kind of built in him over time. And, you know, I think the other thing that's strong with him is his faith. Like, you know, he has such a strong faith that he doesn't fear failure. He doesn't fear anything. You know, he's content in who he is and where he's going, and he feels like whatever he does, it's going to be okay.
Dan, thanks for joining us on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Great book, Fearless, by Doug Peterson, co-author, good friend of mine, Dan Pompey. Fearless, How an Underdog Becomes a Champion. It's a book that I think you'll want to read now, considering that, you know, okay, Put your seatbelt on. It's 2-2, and you're coming off a Super Bowl title, and you're trying to repeat. And you can learn a lot about Doug Peterson and where this team is headed if you read this book. Dan, thanks for joining the Sal Pal Football. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Sal. Take care.
Okay. Sal Pal Football Hour will be back.
You're listening to the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the Morning starts this Monday, October 8th.
It's game day,
son. On 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10/12/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Open 24-7. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Make this season even more fun by placing your wager on your favorites today and scoring your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West Bar in Atlantic City. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group. Your premier management company.
Attention, attention, neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon. Hmm? Is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank. Understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E.
Mega Key. Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit MeinieKey.com for a total car care center near you.
97.5 The Fanatic and Bud Light are rewarding football fans every single week throughout the season. Visit 97.5thefanatic.com/contest/Philly to enter to win a Bud Light game day tailgate pack, which includes a case of Bud Light, tailgate gear, and other cool Bud Light Philly swag. Don't forget to visit your local distributor to pick up a case of cooled Bud Light for football Sunday. Must be 21 to enter. Drink responsibly. Philly.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. Woo! 97.5 The Fanatic. Now back to more of the Sal Pal Football Hour on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's new norm on Tuesdays. It's the Sal Pal Football Hour, as Doug Peterson likes to say. It's new norm. We're live from Ott's, Stokes Road, Medford, New Jersey, presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. $2 off wines by the glass, half-price appetizer specials, including wings, jalapeno poppers, mussels, and steamers, and more. Special thanks to Harold Carmichael for coming on the show, and Dan Pompey, co-author of Fearless with Doug Peterson, a great book to read right now as the team fearlessly goes into the second quarter of the season at 2-2 in the Super Bowl champions. Fearless, too, because you got to play fearless against this next team that comes into town, because they are out for revenge, and that is the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings come in and get swamped in the NFC Championship game, gets rid of Case Keenum. I say gets rid of him, didn't bring him back. Spends all that money on Kirk Cousins, and now they are sitting at 1-2-1. I had to take a double look at that. It is 1-2-1. It's the Minnesota Vikings with the Bears at 3-1, the Packers at 2-1-1, and Detroit bringing up the rear in the North Division. And the Vikings, this is a tough game for them, I think. I think this is a must, absolute back to the wall must win for the Philadelphia Eagles. And nobody knows the Vikings better than my good friend Kevin Seifert. Kevin has been a longtime colleague of mine at ESPN on ESPN.com. He is also the resident expert, not only at ESPN, but in the entire National Football League on refereeing and officiating in the National Football League. You've seen his column on ESPN.com. It's one of the first things that I read to when this week starts. A new week starts, and Kevin, you can attest to this. Kevin Seifert's on the phone right now with us on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Literally that Monday, I am emailing Kevin Seifert in Minneapolis to get the lowdown on who the referee is going to be in the game I'm covering. Isn't that true, Kevin?
That is true, and you are an early riser, too. It's very rare that email pops up after I wake up in the morning.
Well, you know, to me, especially in this time, we got to know who the ref is. I mean, the league is officiated so inconsistently from one crew to the next, and they're always changing, you know, shifting the goalposts on how they're calling things, that you got to know who the referee is. Anyway, we'll talk about that if we have some time. But you are there, and you know this Vikings team, and you know what happened on Thursday night against the Rams. What are they saying about a team that has given up already 110 points?
Well, they're worried. Part of me, Sal, thinks that if you came into a season thinking you were going to win with a really good defense, which was obviously a big part of the Vikings' plan, then you picked the wrong year, because defenses are getting crushed throughout the league right now with this offensive explosion we've seen in the beginning of the year. But the Vikings' defense has really not been the same since the second half of that Saints game in the divisional playoffs last year. They pulled that game out, but then, as you noted, the Eagles crushed them in the NFC Championship game. And it's really been hit or miss since then in these first four games. A little bit of an issue with the pass rush, having lost Everson Griffin, and some coverage issues in the back end have really put Mike Zimmer up against the wall here in trying to figure out what to do next.
What are the coverage issues?
Well, last year they were probably the healthiest team in the league from a defensive perspective, and in the back end they've had some injuries. Trey Waynes has not been healthy the whole year. He's their
number two cornerback next to Xavier Rhodes, so he has not played as well as he did last year. Terrence Newman retired, so they are kind of rolling through a bunch of different possibilities to be the nickel and be the big nickel when they go to that in the dime. And those guys, whether it's Mackenzie Alexander or Mike Hughes or Jayron Kearse, have all had their share of struggles. And as Mike Sando, our colleague, pointed out this week, a lot of the Mike Zimmer schemes allow for mismatches to occur in those back end and coverage because it just assumes that there are various blitzes and pass rushes are going to get home. And that hasn't happened as much this year either. So some of those mismatches are just getting exposed as opposed to the quarterback being pressured and having to throw it away.
And Mike Zimmer's signature move is the double A gap blitz. That's what he authored. That's what defines him. And when you look at it, it's just not getting home right now. But against this Eagles team, it might get home, considering A-gap blitzes have dogged this Eagles team through the first four games, especially the last two when Carson Wentz playing quarterback.
Yeah, and I think it's fair for any opposing coach to at least test and see exactly how mobile Carson Wentz is, exactly how confident he's going to be trying to get outside the pocket.
But Kevin, I don't care how mobile you are. You've got screaming, unblocked linebackers on you game after game. The last two games, I've counted six times where a guy with a number 50-something came straight at Carson Wentz unblocked.
And the thing that Mike Zimmer adds to that is a lot of times that's a safety. They have Harrison Smith, who is great at that, whether it's in the A-gap or coming from the outside. Andrew Sendejo, the other safety, is a pretty decent blitzer. Xavier Rhodes, when he tries to get home, he's a big guy and can certainly chase down and beat a running back or what have you. So they have that. That's another Mike Zimmer signature. It doesn't have to be the linebackers who do the blitzing. He tries to get linebackers who are fast enough to hold off in coverage at least for a little bit. If they have to do the covering and the safety blitzes, that's when they don't get home or whoever's rushing up front doesn't get home, that's when you see Anthony Barr trying to chase Cooper Kupp down the field on Thursday Night Football, or that's why you see Eric Kendricks, who's a pretty good cover guy at middle linebacker, chasing people that are much, much faster than him, because you can hold off for a couple seconds, but you can't hold off for the whole route if the blitz or the pass rush doesn't get home.
Well, we're joined from the Great White North by Kevin Seifert, a great expert on the Minnesota Vikings and all things NFL. You mentioned those numbers, Kevin. Here they are. Through four games, the NFL has seen 3,030 points scored. That breaks the previous record of 2,986 points in 2012. The 344 touchdowns scored are the most through 4 weeks in NFL history, breaking the old mark of 332 set in 2015. Now, here's the biggest thing. Of those 344 touchdowns, 288 were touchdown passes. That shatters the old week four mark of 205 set in 2013. That is from our colleague Shireen Williams on Pro Football Talk. Right now you can go on and check out her blog on pft.com. So how much do you think the rules changes have helped this explosion on offense, particularly in the passing game?
Exponentially, and not just that it just suddenly happened overnight. I think maybe some coaches spent the offseason looking and seeing how things were being officiated and how they could better exploit things. But in terms of what happened between the end of last year and this year, another thing that really hasn't been talked about a lot, you mentioned the roughing the passer, and that's certainly something that affects, how hard pass rushers come at the quarterback. But illegal contact is another point of emphasis this year. Hardly got recognized this year, but those penalties have tripled in the first 4 weeks of this year compared to last year. There was only eight.
Tripled, wow.
There was only eight called in the first 4 weeks of last season. There's been 24. So if my math is right, that's tripled. Yeah, so there's been 24 in the first 3 weeks. So that is totally reminding.
And that's gone underreported while we've been focusing on roughing the passer, for sure.
And we just had our backs up against the wall with this helmet rule and then the roughing the passer and now legal contact. It's hard to keep up.
Well, I'll be emailing you first thing in the morning about, you know, illegal contact, who's making more of those calls as we go into this, into week five. Kevin Seifert, thanks for joining the Sal Pal Football Hour. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Sal.
All right, it's the Sal Pal Football Hour. Another one's in the books from Otts in Medford, New Jersey on 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens is coming up next. Stay tuned.